Earth, sky.
If we were successful in finding an AIDS vaccine, it clearly could be one of the most important public health interventions that we have ever seen in medical history. The AIDS pandemic is one that's infected more than 60 million people. More than 30 million people have died.
You're listening to Gary Nabel, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Nabel is director of the Vaccine Research Center at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. His study, released in July 2010, has been hailed as one of a string of recent breakthroughs in AIDS vaccine research. The study focused on several powerful AIDS antibodies, proteins that attack the AIDS virus. Dr. Nabel spoke with Earth Sky's Beth Lebwohl.
Can you tell us what you and your team have found?
What we've been able to do is by analyzing antibodies in the blood of people who are infected by HIV, we've been able to identify some individuals who make what we call broadly neutralizing antibodies against the virus.
So you just said that you found some broadly neutralizing antibodies. What exactly does that mean?
Typically, when people mount an immune response to the virus, those antibody responses are very specific to one strain or another. What we found is that there are some people who are able to mount responses that neutralize a large percentage of the circulating viruses that you would see around the world. And more specifically, we've actually been able to isolate three antibodies, two of which were able to neutralize more than 90% of the viruses that we see circulating around the world.
And about how many strains are there of the virus?
There are millions and millions of strains of the AIDS virus. In fact, the AIDS virus is remarkable for the rapidity with which it can change its genetic structure. For example, if you looked at the number of viruses in a single person infected with the HIV virus, there are more viruses in that one individual than would circulate in an influenza outbreak in the entire world in 1 year. They're all different, but they have some parts that are in common. And the real challenge in developing an AIDS vaccine is to identify those parts of the virus that are highly conserved and that are vulnerable to inactivation by the immune system.
What exactly do you mean by highly conserved?
Well, highly conserved means that they don't change shape in the virus. And and essentially, if they do, that there's some cost to the virus in terms of its ability to go on and infect other cell types.
Okay, tell me, what does this discovery mean for people with AIDS?
Well, I think that the implications of the discovery are several. I think that the most exciting opportunities for us come in the area of AIDS prevention. And so what the antibodies tell us is that that we have a way of inactivating most of the viruses that are circulating. And since this antibody came from a human, knowing that a human is capable of making such an antibody really gives us some optimism that we may be able to elicit those antibodies by vaccination. And so we can now use the antibodies as tools to design vaccines that could have the kind of breadth that we think could protect against the naturally circulating viruses. We also think that the antibodies themselves could be used both as a preventive agent. In other words, they could be given to people who are at high risk of infection. They might circulate for long periods of time, and it would give us a chance of finding out if they really can block infection in the real world.
You essentially want to stimulate the production of these kind of antibodies with a vaccine, and somehow having these antibodies in your possession can help you figure out how to stimulate the production. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
When might an AIDS vaccine become available?
Well, you know, at this point, the search for an AIDS vaccine is going to continue for a while. I think even if we were able, you know, in the coming weeks, which won't happen, to identify a vaccine candidate that we really felt could elicit this response, by the time you would take that forward into clinical production and to do trials would probably take a couple of years just to get started. By the time you would be able to do an efficacy trial, might take another 5 years. Realistically, if we saw an AIDS vaccine in less than 10 years, that would be a surprise right now. So we're going to be working on this pretty hard for a while to come.
The Wall Street Journal in particular I'm thinking of described your discovery as being part of a renaissance of AIDS vaccine development, which I thought was a nice way to put it. Was there a particular breakthrough in equipment, technology, what have you, that enabled the advances you're making to occur right now?
What we have are very precise tools that allow us to identify individual B cells. The B cells make antibodies normally. We can actually find ways of capturing those antibodies using molecular genetics. So there are refinements in our knowledge of structure. There are refinements in our abilities to rescue antibodies from B cells. There are refinements in our ability to look at large numbers of viruses with high throughput methods. There are refinements in protein design. There are refinements in bioinformatics that allow us to predict protein structures. And I think they're all coming together in a way that synergize and are giving us opportunities to move forward that we didn't have before.
You've been listening to Gary Nabel, Director of the Vaccine Research Center at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in Bethesda, Maryland. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.